A nice place to live is what the town sign used to say. No one can claim that anymore. The thing about small towns is the belief that nothing ever goes wrong. And that belief is what destroys them. And the story you're about to hear is about one of those towns, Fallbrook. Immerse yourself in the world where the past is catching up to the present. This is Project Foxtrot.
I got a young female, about age 11, found unconscious, responsive to pain, BP 140 over 98, reps low at 10, tube during the field, possible hypothermia, needle marks on the arms, but no other apparent
injury. Do we have any ID?
No, sir. She was found in Charles River, about 2 miles from the bridge.
Get her in here. No, room 7. Lift her from the stretcher in 3, 2, 1. Hey. Hey there, honey. You're gonna be okay.
Where is she?
Can you tell me your name?
I need to find
honey,
her.
Do you think you can tell me your name?
Thomas Janice.
Whoa, I need you to lie down. No. Grab her arm, administer the, 30
let go.
cc. Everything's
gonna
be
go.
Fine.
No, let go of me.
We're giving you something to help you relax.
Let go of me.
Voicemail of Detective Parker. Please leave a message.
Hey, Parker, it's Rick. I think I've stumbled onto something, and it's pretty big. I think all of this is so much bigger than either of us could have possibly imagined. Please, Peggy, call me back.
Hey there, dog.
Samson, down, boy. Down.
I'm sorry. He's usually far better behaved than this. Come on in. So, we may have gotten off on the wrong foot. And I'm not going to sugarcoat it, but...
Really, it's fine.
Well, all right then. I'll get to the point. I used to have a drinking problem. It was pretty bad. But I never drank on duty. My personal life may have been shit, but if I had that uniform on, I was sober. My wife, she... Anyways, it was years ago, and you always think you can handle things better than you can. So you let things get bad. So you think you're in control, but you're not.
I'm sorry to hear that.
No. That's not the point. I'm not making an excuse, just painting a picture. I drink sometimes. Sometimes too much. But I had nothing the night Blake disappeared. But for some reason, I can't remember that night. And I know I was on duty. I remember getting into my cruiser, and I remember getting home. Beyond that, nothing. No flashes, no partials to walk down memory lane. Just a black hole.
And you were suspended.
Rightly so. I used the time to go to some AA meetings. You know, pay my dues. I don't blame you if you don't believe me. I hardly believe in myself. There's no way to explain it. I have no idea what happened that night.
Normally, I wouldn't believe you. At all. But there's something really strange going on. Mara, Blake's mom, called me yesterday and told me that Blake was able to describe events that he wasn't even there for.
He could have overheard it.
Yeah, but Mara, the conversation, there's no way. She made it sound impossible for him to know things, but Blake... And then there's this tape. Nothing makes sense, so... Yes, I believe you.
Good. I have more. I met this woman, Mrs. Meltzner.
Who's Mrs. Meltzner?
Not important. She has early onset Alzheimer's. She pops this pill and it nearly kills her. Huge nosebleed, migraines. But everything goes back to normal.
Back to normal?
Parker, 1 second. She doesn't even know where she is. And then the next, she's wiping up her own blood and offering to make you coffee. and I think it's connected to our kids from the woods.
I don't think I'm following.
Johnson's toxicology report. What drugs were present? Krolinol. It's some kind of anti-Alzheimer's drug. Mrs. Melsner is on it too. The thing is, Peggy, no one knows what the hell it is. So I tried to connect this doctor who had prescribed it, but he's gone. He gave a few lectures, worked on an expansive research project, then disappeared. No one can find him.
What about his medical license? Where is this drug even coming from?
Exactly. There's nothing.
Hello? Yes. Are you sure? You're positive? There's no question? Thank you. I'll be there right away.
What?
The little girl they brought in last night just woke up. She matches Blake's toxicology report. They're in here. We've been expecting you.
Thank you.
Has she said anything?
Just a little bit. She's pretty freaked out. Please try not to upset her.
Yes, of course. Hi, sweetie. My name is Peggy. I work with the police, the good guys, okay? Think you could tell me your name?
Are they going to come take me away again?
Nope. See? My name is right here, and this is my badge. Do you think you could tell me your name?
Jean.
It's a beautiful name. So, who's coming, June?
Miss Janice said I wouldn't have to go back.
Janice? Careful.
Hey, it's okay now.
Why isn't she here? She said she would be here.
It's okay. It's okay now. Do you think you could tell me about Miss Janice?
I don't want to go back.
Hey.
Detective?
It's okay.
I think it's time you wrap
okay.
things up.
You're safe now. No one's gonna hurt
They'll
you.
They'll find me here.
Hey.
They'll find me.
Detective!
Parker, come on.
Do you think it's the coincidence is just, it's too strong to ignore.
Let's go talk to her.
Wait, who do you think June was talking about? Who's coming after her?
I'll call Hodges. Get someone down here for the night.
Honey, you awake?
Mom?
It's okay. We're at the hospital. The doctors say we can go home in a few hours. You want some water? They really scared us there.
Blake, I see you have returned to us. How are you feeling?
How long do I have to stay here?
Well, I am just about to talk to your mother about that, if you don't mind.
Is everything okay?
Well, his EEG came out normal.
That's good.
Well, yes, but I think we would like to get an MRI.
What are we looking for?
We just want to rule some things out. I don't want to take any chances, given your son's background.
Okay.
Good. A nurse will be by to take you up to radiology.
Looks like all the lights are out. The car's still in the drive.
Is the front window broken?
Going in for a better look.
Hold it. The lock's all busted. Someone broke in.
They might still be here. Hello? Janice, I'm coming in.
Right behind you.
Careful, there's glass everywhere.
Looks like some kind of fight. I'll check towards the back.
I'll take the front. Janice, we're just here to talk to you.
Claire.
This whole place is a mess.
Shh, do you hear that? Janice, if you're in there, please say something. All right, we're coming in.
Hey, doggy. Whoa, slow down there.
Oh my gosh. Poor thing. How long do you think he's been in this closet?
Maybe overnight. You hungry?
Looks like a kidnapping.
Yeah, I would say that. The TV, silver, it's all still here.
Janice doesn't... She doesn't fit the profile. This doesn't make any sense.
You have to stop
Parker.
Project Foxtrot.
Hello?
Put her on speaker.
Janice?
Who is this?
This is Detective Parker and Chief Graves.
Oh, thank God. Did June make it?
Who?
The little girl. Just tell me that she's okay.
Where are you?
I can't tell you. They might be listening.
They who?
I'm sorry, Detective. How did you know to go to my house?
The girl, she...
Yes! Good. I helped Blake, too. I guess it doesn't matter now. I have to go.
No, no, wait, please. Janice, I...
Detective, I know you want answers. I don't know. They didn't tell us anything. And Cliff was so sick at the time. And with the money they were offering, I didn't ask questions.
Janice, what is Project Foxtrot?
At first, I didn't know what it was. They were careful never to give us the full picture. I was working late when I found Blake's file. They were so excited about new testing, but I did what I was told. I had no idea they were children. I wanted to save all of them. I started a fire in the cafeteria, then waited for the alarm. Come on, Blake. Just a little further. I panicked when no one found him in the woods right away. So that's when I called it in.
Blake, the MRI scanner is very loud, but you have to hold still. Can you do that for me?
Yes.
We're going to start in 3, 2, 1.
On this screen here, the scan should be loading. You can take a look if you want.
How long will this take?
About 15 minutes.
And we'll have the results?
Oh, we'll have some kind of answer for you right away. You're doing great, honey. Do you need a break before we start the next one?
I'm okay.
What's this here? These white lines here and here. They kind of wrap around his brain?
One sec. Huh. You know what? I'm going to go check something. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Great. One sec.
You doing okay, Blake?
Yeah.
Good. The tech had to grab something. She'll be back. We're just gonna wait here.
Okay.
Hello, Jen. Just wanted me to take a peek at something here. Nothing to worry about. Let me see here.
Right there.
Huh. Well, it's not an artifact from the scan. See this here? It looks like a foreign body.
A what?
Nothing to worry. We'll do some more tests. Let's stop these scans. I want to find out what this thing is before we do anything else.
But what is it? What is in my son's head?
I'm sorry. I don't know.
Janice? Are you still there?
Maybe we...
Janice!
They're here.
Who? Janice, tell us where you are and we'll send for...
Too late. Please. Promise me you'll keep them safe.
Damn.
What the hell was that?
I don't know. Some kind of experimentation in Fallbrook. On children? Do you think this connects back to Melsner and that drug she was taking?
It has to, but there's a piece we're missing. Hey, come here.
What are you doing?
Well, the dog can't stay here for the night. He can spend it with me and Samson until we get things figured out in the morning.
Good. Start with her car and I'll get some lab techs.
I'll call in an APB for her.
Hello? Yes, of course. Thank you. I'll send someone over.
What is it? What's going on?
It's June. She went into cardiac arrest shortly after we left.
Damn.
If there's any chance of finding them, I don't want to lose anyone. Just kids, Rick.
This episode was directed by Mary Pelchat, produced by Mary Pelchat and J.J. Schindler, written by Mary Pelchat, starring Shelby Turner as Detective Peggy Parker, Diosik Burney as Chief Rick Graves, Ella Matthews as Mara Johnson, Mike Hart as Blake Johnson, Elizabeth Freed as Janice Smith, J.D. Martin as Dr. Nelson, Gina Marie as the nurse, Dominic Boucher as Dr. Kimball, J.J. Schindler as the EMT, Azara Seek as the MRI technician, and Mary Pelchat as June Harper. Original soundtrack by Ryan Harner. Sound design and mix by Tim Reppert. Schedule managed by Marielle Cuccinelli. Credits by Andrew Kolznuk. We want to thank you so much for listening to this production of Project Foxtrot. Please be sure to follow us on social media at Project Foxtrot on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. For any additional information, visit our website at projectfoxtrotpodcast.com. Be sure to follow the show to get more updates and behind-the-scenes content. Thank you.
Hi, my name is Mary Pelchett, and I'm the creator of Project Foxtrot. I would like to thank everyone involved in this process, from acting to editing and writing, for listening to early edits, reading scripts, asking about the podcast. No matter how small your contribution feels, it meant the world to me, and this show would not exist without you. Please share this with your friends and family, and enjoy our hard work. After all, that is why we create. Thank you so much for listening, and stay tuned. Project Foxtrot isn't over yet.